This outline is continuing from the last one. You can see that a lot of verses are also from John 15.
我们可以看到也有很多从约翰十五章的这个经节。You know, this
chapter I think is very familiar to us. This chapter is very familiar to us.
这一章对我们来说是其实是很熟悉的。
He says, I'm the true vine, you are the branches.
他说 我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
And my father is the husbandman.
我父是栽培的人。
You are the God Father.
神，父神。
Actually, has a vineyard.
他是有一个葡萄园。
And there's a vine.
他说这个葡萄树。
There's a vine.
这个葡萄树。
And this vine is actually a person.
这个树其实是一个人。
Christ is this vine.
基督就是这个树。
That's why he said, I'm the true vine.
所以说他说我是这真葡萄树。
But this vine is not just vine himself.
这个葡萄树不只是他自己而已。
And this vine has many branches.
这个树呢, 它有很多的枝子。
And who are these branches?
这些枝子是谁呢?
You are the branches.
你们就是这个枝子。
As Brother Martin shared in the last session,
张兄弟兄刚刚分享到,
this branch is not just someone else.
这个枝子不是别人,
it's actually part of the vine.
就是这个树, 葡萄树的一部分。
In life, in nature, they are the same.
在生命和心情上, 他们是一样的。
Although the Bible in Romans says we are the wild olive branches grafted into the cultivated the olive.
虽然说在这个罗马书里面, 他说到我们是这个野葡萄树上的枝子, 被嫁接到这个被栽培的这个葡萄树上。
But in John chapter 15,
但是在约翰福音15章,
it did not say it's grafted.
他没有说这个是
It's actually growing out of the vine, from the vine.
他说是从这个葡萄树里面长出来的。
We are his branches.
我们是他的枝子。
When this true vine was growing,
当这个真葡萄树在那里长的时候,
we actually grow out from him.
我们就从他里面长出来了。
In life and in nature, it's exactly the same.
在生命和性情上完全是一样。
So this is certainly the picture of the Christ of the head with the body.
这其实就是这个基督做头, 我们做身体做身体的这个图画。
You know, if a human fetus, actually, you see the head first.
但是你看这个婴儿出生, 你是看到 这个婴儿的成型的时候, 你就看先, 头是先长出来的。
And the body and the soul first grew out of the head.
然后呢, 这个身体才从这个, 好像是从那个头里面长出来。
And in terms of the birth, is the head come out first.
甚至在出生的时候, 也是头先出来。
And the body came out, follow that.
然后身体才出来。
This, of course, Christ is the firstborn.
当说这说明是基督是这个首生者。
We just follow him as many sons.
我们就是跟随他的众子。
In life and in nature, we are exactly the same as he is.
在生命和性情上，我们与他完全一样。
And so he says, "You did not choose me; I chose you."
他说，你们没有拣选我，是我拣选了你们。
And I set you to bear many fruit.
并且我要你们去结果子。
To go forth. To go forth to bear many fruit.
去结果子。
Actually, we just follow his pattern.
其实上我们只是在跟随基督的这个榜样。
Christ himself is fully one with the Father.
基督他自己是完全与父是一。
And he came actually to bear many fruit for the Father.
他来呢其实是为着父结很多的果许多的果子。
He considered himself as the only grain of the wheat.
他把自己比作那个一粒麦子。
And if he just stay in the heavens with all the life is in himself,
他如果他只是在天上, 这个生命都只在他自己里面,
and he remained as one Christ alone.
他就是一个基督而已。
But he says he came down to die on the earth.
他说他是来到地上, 并死了。
And through this process,
经过这个过程,
his human living, crucifixion, resurrection, and so forth, he fell to the ground. From heaven, he fell to the earth, to the ground, and he died.
他就经过这个人性生活定死复活, 他就从天上降到地上, 并且死了。
And he produced many, many, many grains.
并产生了许多的籽粒。
This is for what?
这是什么呢?
This is for life's multiplication, propagation, reproduction.
这就是为着生命的繁殖扩增和复制。
And in that, God himself, God the Father is glorified.
啊，在这个过程里面呢，父就得着荣耀。
So today he's reproducing this in us.
今天他也是在我们里面复制这个过程。
We are the many branches on him, in him.
我们是他的，他身上的许多枝子。
And so for that, we need to bear many fruit.
哦，为了这个原因呢，我们要来结许多的果子。
And this is again the reproduction.
啊，这就是复制。
It's very interesting the Lord using the vine tree as an illustration of the church.
啊，这个很有意思，主是用这个葡萄树啊来在这个预表这个召会。
He didn't use a cedar tree.
他没有说是个柏树，白树，白树，或者说
香柏木。
香柏木，香柏木。
He didn't use the cedar tree.
他没有用这个香柏木来。
He didn't use acacia wood either.
他也没有用这个皂荚树。
But he used a vine tree.
他说这个葡萄树。
Consider what is the vine is for.
想想这个葡萄树是为了什么？
What can the vine do?
这个葡萄树能做什么？
What's the use of vine?
葡萄树的功用是什么？
What do you say?
你们怎么说呢？
Can it be used for construction?
可以用来建造吗？
I tell you, even it's not much for fuel, for burning, actually.
我就告诉你们，其实这个葡萄树连用来做柴烧都不可能。
You know, it's turn it this way, that way, and so forth.
它这个弯来歪去扭巴的。
I heard that this oldest and biggest vine tree is in England somewhere.
我听到说这个世界上最老最大的这个葡萄树好像在英国。
Something about 200 years already.
好像已经有200年了。
Cover somehow about an acre of land or something like that. It's very big.
这好像覆盖了大概一亩的地，非常大。
It's very big. You can Google to find out what's the biggest, oldest vine tree.
你可以去搜索一下，看这个最老最大的这个葡萄树是什么。
What's the vine tree for?
但是这个葡萄树是为了干什么？
Just bear much fruit.
其实就是为了结果子。
You know, to satisfy God and satisfy man.
就是让神和人都得满足。
So the Lord using this vine tree to illustrate our function.
所以主就用这个葡萄树来表示我们的这个功用。
That is, we get all the supply.
我们都得着供应。
Of the triune God.
被这个三一神。
Because the Father is the husbandman.
因为这个我父父是这个栽培的。
Not only is the source.
不只是这个源头。
But all the fertilizer, everything, all the riches of the God the Father is embodied, you know, in all the roots, just feed to the Son.
就像这个。不只是他是这个栽培的这个源头，而且他是这个栽培人，他这个肥料，这所有的这些丰富都从这个根部供应给我们。
That means it's all the riches of the God has is embodied in him.
他说神性一切的丰富都这个有形有体住在他的里面呢。
And so we are the branches who absorb all these riches and the saps and the supply.
所以我们就借着这个根嘛，就这个葡萄树就吸收所有这些丰富。
So daily we need to attach ourselves to him.
所以我们每天就要把自己跟他连接在一起。
Of course, we know that judicially and objectively, we're always attached to him.
所以说，从法理上来说，从这个外面来说，我们是跟他连接在一起。
But subjectively, experientially, are we attached to him so that life can flow freely, become our daily supply and enjoyment, so that we are flourishing?
但是在主观在经历的一面，这个生命是不是能够在我们里面能够自由的流通，使我们这个开花花？
And because it does say that, you know, sometimes a branch may not bear fruit.
他意思是说，他其实他指明他说，有时候这个枝子，有时候他。不会结果子。
And so he says, if you're not bearing fruit, there will be some trimming.
他说，若是你不结果子，我就会来修剪你。
And so that we can bear fruit.
结果也是要为了让我们能够结果子。
So this connected to this matter of the prayer.
所以这个就是连于这个祷告的事。
Prayer is so that we can be fully one with him.
祷告就是使我们能够与主完全是一。
And in the prayer, we got enlightenment.
并且在这个祷告里面，我们得着光照。
And so, therefore, in that we need a lot of confessing.
在这个里面，我们就会有许多的认罪。
To remove all the obstacles.
就 除去所有的障碍。
Remove anything that hinders the flow of life.
所有阻碍这个神圣生命的流的这个事的事物。
To remove all the things that prevent us to bear fruit.
啊，所有除去所有阻碍我们结果子的事物。
This is why we need so much of the prayer. Prayer, as the brother said, is not for asking this, asking that, and so forth.
所以说我们需要很多的祷告，像弟兄们说的，祷告不是为这个事情，求这个事情，求那个事情。
It's so that we abide in him.
所以为的就是我们能够住在他的里面。
So that he can have a free flow in us.
他能够在我们里面有自由的流通。
So that we can have a metabolic oneness with him.
我们可以生机的与他连结成一。
So all the obstacles, all the hindrances,All the darkness, everything can be removed.
所有的障碍，所有的阻隔，所有的斑点都能够被除去。
This is a normal divine life. The metabolic change will flow in us, will operate in us.
就像我们这个正常的身体里面有一个神圣的这个新陈代谢，就能够在我们里面涌流，改变我们。
So a normal, healthy branch,
一个正常健康的枝子
automatically will bear fruit yearly.
很自动的，它就会结果子。
Isn't that true?
这个是很真实的。
If any branch is normal, healthy, without any disease, without any hindrance, you automatically will bear fruit.
任何的枝子，只要它是正常的、健康的，没有任何的疾病，没有任何的阻隔，它就会正常的结果子。
So if year after year we don't bear fruit,
如果一年过一年我们没有结果子
we need a more desperate prayer, Lord.
我们需要在主面前有迫切的祷告。
Oh, shine on me.
哦，光照我。
Point out something is wrong.
就指出我身上的缺点。
I don't see it.
我没看，也许我没有看到。
But you know it.
但是你知道。
Shine on me.
哦，光照我。
Deal with me.
哦，对付我。
Flow in me.
甚至在我里面你有。
So that I will not hinder you.
是，那我就不再阻拦你。
So this is of our prayer is to be fully one with him.
这样的祷告就是让我们与主完全是一。
So that he can have the free way in us.
他能够在我们里有一个自由的流通的路。
So that his instant speaking.
他的及时的说话。
Is a rhema.
他的立马这个。
Will be real to us.
就能够成为我们真实的经历。
And we pray the Lord give me the strength to listen to your rhema speaking.
我们也祷告让主给我们这个力量能够听他这个及时的说话。
Give us the willingness to follow his speaking.
给我们一个意愿能够跟随他的说话。
And in that, he can flow through us.
在这个过程里面，他能够在我们里面流通。
This is why he said, if you abide in me, my word will be in you.
他说，你若住在我们里面，我的话也住在你们里面。
And he will say a lot of things to us.
他就会向我们说很多的话。
And this word is according to our needs.
这些话都是按照我们的需要来的。
Maybe indeed, as a brother testified,
就像弟兄刚刚弟兄所见证他的姊妹的一样。
Oh, you have to take some tracts to give to people.
你必须要拿一些福音单张去发给人。
And our sisters follow that speaking.
我们的姊妹就跟随那个说话。
And sometimes may not be saying something for us to do.
也许有时候不是说要我们做一些事情。
Or maybe he will tell us, well, how about your attitude?
他有时候只会说哦，你看你的态度。
Maybe certain things that hold you.
也可能有些事情还在缠累你。
And we need to deal with that.
我们要对付那些事情。
Certain things perhaps we shouldn't see, shouldn't read.
可能我们有些东西我们不应该看，不应该读。
And then we should be sanctified from it.
可能我们需要在这个事情上有圣别。
This is what all this speaking is God's trimming and supplying.
所有这些说话都是神的修剪和供应。
So that the life can flow in us.
就是为着让那个神圣的生命能够在我们里面流通。
And in that we can bear fruit.
这样我们就能来得结果子。
You know, Brother Lee, in this particular part about the fruit, he has a footnote.
在你弟兄在这个地方有一个注解。
The fruit of the spirit have two aspects.
他说纳林的果子有两面。
You know, the one side is his glory in us about the.Holy Spirit about joy and so forth, so on.
一面说他说我们里面的荣耀喜乐等等。
That's on the one side of the fruit of the Spirit. We need to bear that kind of fruit also.
一面这个是纳林果子的一面，我们需要结这样的果子。
And that is the growth of Christ within us.
当这个基督在我们里面长大的时候。
But Brother Lee has a footnote in chapter 15 there.
但是在十五章的时候，李弟兄对这个还有一个注解。
This bear fruit is gained new ones。
这个结果子，特别是讲到说要得着新的人。
Yeah, to gain the new ones, shepherding the new ones, just helping the others。
就得着新人牧养新人，并且帮助
他们。And we need that side also。
我们也需要这一面。
So this whole matter of bearing the fruit.
所以这个结果子的这个事
is certainly the outgrowth of the life within us.
肯定是就是我们里面生命长大的结果。
It's absolutely not just some outward activities.
不只是说外面的一些活动。
So therefore, we have to abide in Him.
所以说我们需要住在他里面。
One with Him.
与他是一。
Get His Word.
进入他的话里面。
Get His speaking.
进入他的说话里面。
And then we are one with Him.
然后我们与他是一
and we are in a sphere.
然后我们就进了一个范围
that sphere
这个范围
is love one another.
就是彼此相爱
this will take me to the one point is this.
这会带我们到一点就是
the bearing fruit, bearing the fruit.
就是结果子
is this individual side.
在有个人的一面
this is also the corporate side.
也有团体的一面
that is we need the vital group.
所以说我们需要这个活力
Again, this is connected to the practical church life in Matthew 18.
这也是马太十八章所说到的这个
Matthew
16实际的教会生活
is the revelation of the universal church.
那马太十六章讲到这个宇宙的教会
You know, we know this greatest prophecy. The Lord says, upon this rock, I will build my church.
在这个最大的预言主说的就是说在这个磐石上我要建造我的教会在这磐石上
The gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴间的门不能胜过它
And then the practice of the church life is in Matthew 18.
但是事实上教会生活的实行呢就在十八章
And then there mainly about the two or three get together to pray.
其实那十八章里面最主要的事情就是两两三三的来在一起祷告
to recover someone
来恢复一些
to take care of some problems
去来面对一些问题
so that we'll be in one accord
那我们能够来到和谐一致里面
and then whatever you ask
然后不论你
in that, again, in that
求什么
prayer,
在这个祷告里面
and then you got to saturate with the Lord
你就会被主在那个祷告你就会被主充满
and you enter into God's heart desire
你进到神的心意里面
whatever you bound is what's been bound
所以你捆绑的就已经被捆绑了。
What have been loosed?
你释放的也是已经被释放了。
What does this mean?
那这个是什么意思呢
？Means that you fully understand what's been bound in the heaven, what's been loosed on the heaven.
你说你完全的明白这天上到底捆绑了什么或者释放了什么
that means what? In that harmonious prayer, you are one with the Triune God.
在那个合一的祷告里面呢，你就与三一神完全是一。
So you will bring down what has been done in the heaven, bring it to the earth.
你就能够把天上的事带到地上。
So that means whatever you pray will be answered.
那就是说，无论你祷告什么，就会被答应。
Because that is the Father's will.
因为你祷告的就是父的旨意。
And because there you say, you know, someone don't listen, so you tell to the church.
当然，你后面又说，如果有人不听，你告诉要去告诉召会。
So this means that's the living.The church life in the local churches.
这就讲，其实那是讲到这个地方教会里面的生活。
And this is the way to bear much fruit.
这就是结果子的路。
We do need one another.
我们需要彼此。
Very, very, very few saints can do it by themselves.
很少很少的圣徒能够完全靠着自己自身自灭。
Even if it can, it's still better be balanced in the body.
就算他们能够自己独活，但是最好还是能够受身体的平衡。
Because we are members of one another.
因为我们是彼此做肢体的。
We are not just individual Christians.
我们不是单个的基督徒。
When we are baptized, we are baptized as a member of the body.
当我们受浸的时候，我们是作为这个基督身体的肢体而被浸到这个身体里面。
So Brother Lee says this much about in the practice of the church life. He coined this term called the vital group.
所以说，李弟兄就用这个。活力的小组来指这个实际的召会生活。
That is a two or three get together.
就是两两三三来在一起。
Number one to pray.
第一要祷告。
And then in that prayer we can share the gospel.
然后在这个祷告里面我们
能够传福音。We can shape one another.
我们彼此牧养。
Yeah, we can shape another. We can build up one another.
我们也彼此建造。
And in that we can bear fruit.
在这个建造里面，我们能够来结
果子。In that the church can grow.
然后教会能够
完成。Most of the problems will be taken care of that way.
并且解决很多的问题。
And the vital group has three characteristics.
这个活力小组呢有三个三个特别的特点。
Number one, its nature is spiritual.
那第一个它的性质是属灵的。
It's not that we got a buddies come together for common interest.
并不是我们几个要好的人来在一起有一样的
to do things we like.
兴趣或者做我们喜欢做的事情。
Its nature is spiritual.
它的性质是属灵的。
We are members of the body of Christ.
因为我们是基督身体的肢体。
In Christ.
在基督里面。
And we are in the spirit.
我们也在那灵里面。
In prayer.
在祷告里面。
In pursuing.
在追求里面。
In mutual nurturing.
在彼此的牧养上。
Mutual supplying.
彼此的供应上。
It's all in spirit.
全都是在那灵里面。
So its nature is spirit.Spiritual.
所以它的性质是属灵的。
And its sphere,
它的范围
its sphere, its atmosphere, the whole thing,
它的氛围它的
is love.
就是爱。
So that's why in there we say we have to love one another.
所以说我们说到要彼此相爱。
And of course, you know, we don't have love at all.
当然是我们自己
是没有爱的。Even we have, we run short.
甚至我们有，但是也是不够
的。We have to have the love of God.
那我们必须要有神的爱。
The divine love.
这个神圣的爱。
And this is why we need to be loved by the Lord.
所以说说到我们要先被主爱。
We have to have the love of Christ.
我们要有基督的爱，享受他。
This is why every morning in our individual time we need to be in the love of God.
所以说为什么说每天早上我们个人的时间里面，我们要来到神的爱里面。
You know, in Ephesians.
在以弗所书里面。
Is that we have been put in Christ, the beloved.
我们是被放到爱基督的所爱
Today,
爱的里面。
We are in Christ.
今天我们是在基督里面。
But in Christ, it seems to be a bit abstract.
在基督里面可能有一点抽象。
But in my realization these days,
在我的理解里面
in Christ,
在基督里面
means to be in the beloved.
就是在这个被爱的那位里面。
That is the Father loved the Son.
就是父爱的那个子。
And we are in Christ.
我们在基督里面。
We enjoy the love of the Father.
我们就享受父的爱。
The Father loved the Son.
这父爱子。
And today we are in the Son.
我们今天在子里面。
We are in the beloved.
我们在这个被爱蒙爱着。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm in that atmosphere.
我们就在那个范围里面。
I've been loved by the Father.
我被父所爱。
You know how much the Father loved the Son.
你知道父如多么的爱子。
You know in the whole universe, the Father only look at one person.
整个宇宙里面，父就看着一个
人。That is the Son.
就是这个子。
One time I think Ron gave an illustration.
有一次Ron 弟兄给了一个比喻。
He said he went to a ball game.
他去进到
football or whatever.
进到一个球赛里面。
And then in the whole field, he only saw one person.
在这整个球场里面，他就看了一个人。
You know who is that person?
那你知道那个人是谁吗？
His son.
他就是他的儿子。
Because his son was playing.
因为他的儿子在那里
打球。He doesn't care about whatever everybody else does.
他其他人做什么他都不管。
He only care about his son.
只关心他的儿子。
The whole field, all many people playing there, he only have one person, his son.
整个球场很多人在那里玩。
You know, he uses this to illustrate how the father loved the son.
他用这个来做一个比喻
说 Father give everything to the son.
这个父是如何的爱子。
And
this is my
son.
好，这是我的儿子。
My beloved son.
我所爱的。
Hear him.
听他的。
He's the center.
他是这个中心。
He's everything.
他是一切。
Everything given to him.
一切都给了他。
Everything is in him.
一切都在他里面。
Everything is through him.
一切都经过他。
Eventually, everything is for him.
最终一切都是为着他。
And we are today in that beloved son.
今天我们就是在这个蒙爱的子里面。
This is what Ephesians told us.
这就是以弗所书里面所讲到。
Everything Father, you know, we are today is in the son.
今天父的一切都在这个子里面。
So when we come to the Lord, we have to realize.
其实所以说，当我们来到主的面前，我们必须要明白。
Oh, I come here to enjoy the Father's love.
我来到这里是来享受父的爱。
Saints, I tell you, you realize this, you will be a joyful person.
圣徒们，如果你明白这个，你就会成为一个很喜乐的人。
You are very joyful.
你会很喜乐。
Nothing will bother you.
没有事情能够搅扰你。
Nothing will bother you.
没任何事能够搅扰你。
Nothing will hinder you.
没有任何事能阻拦你。
The Father love me.
父爱我。
What can stop me?
什么还有什么可以阻阻？
He will arrange everything for my benefit.
他会把一切都为着我效力。
According to his wisdom.
按照他的智慧
and prudence,
他的鉴别
and he will cause grace abounding to us.
他会造使这个恩典呢，使我们向着我们是
洋溢的。Hallelujah.
感谢。
And in this kind of love, we love one another.
在这样的爱里面，我们彼此相。
Bring us all into this sphere.
我们必须要进到这个范围，这个气氛。
Of God's love.
就是神的爱。
In that, we care for one another.
在这个里面，我们彼此相互。
The vital group, the sphere, is in love.
这个活力牌。
I tell you, this kind of love, this kind of love, spontaneously attract people to us.
你知道吗？这样的爱就很自然的吸引人。
Is seeking for this.
因为所有人都在寻求这样的爱。
I tell you a testimony.
一个小见证。
In my home, we open the home for the gospel and so forth.
在我的家，我打开我的家来。
And there's a gospel friend.
然后这有个福音朋友。
He was a PhD student.
他是一个就读博士班的。
He came from China.
他从中国来。
His parents teaching the Marxism, Leninism, the Communism.
他的父母教了他很多的主义。他们的。
And so when he came to our meeting, he always argued with us.
所以当他来到这个
always argue.
聚会里面呢，他常常都会在那里与我们辩论。
About the atheism.
关于什么无神论呢、
materialism,
这个物质主义啊，
唯物论，
唯物论
，and all these kind of things，
所有的这些
，and so every meeting he comes, every meeting he argues。
每次他来聚会，他每次都辩论。
So we ask him if other people ask him, you know, well, every time you come to argue, and then why still you keep coming？
他说，有人就问他说，你每次都来，
why
为什么来跟我们这个争辩？为什么你还要每次都来
？And then every meeting, you know, after we singing, and then he was sat there. He went to sleep.
所以有一次，他这个每次唱完诗歌之后，他就睡着了。
And when the meeting finished, and then he would wake up.
然后这个聚会完了之后，他就醒过来。
And people sometimes would ask him, and he would begin to argue again.
然后这圣徒们就会问他一些事情，他就开始又与我们争辩了。
And so what is the answer about why he's coming? Keep coming.
这个答案是为什么他一定要每次都要来呢
？He says, you know.I don't understand what you guys say.
他说我不知道。他说我不知道你们在说什么。
But I really love the atmosphere here.
他说，但是我很喜欢这个气氛。
That's just attract me.
他说那个气氛吸引了我。
But saints, what's the atmosphere?
但圣徒们，这个气氛是什么
？Because we love one another.
就是因为我们彼此相爱。
Our joy.
我们的喜乐。
With one another.
我们彼此之间的
喜乐。We help one another. We genuinely love one another.
我们真的是。真诚的彼此相爱
，that attract the people，
那个就吸引了人。
So when we in the vital group，
所以当我们这个活力牌的里面
you know, ，we pray in the spirit，
我们在灵里祷告
，we love one another in God's love，
我们在以神圣的爱
，then you will fulfill the goal of the vital group，
你就能够达到这个活力牌的目的。
What's the goal of the vital group？
活力牌的目的是什么
？To bring in the increase，
就是要带进这个环真。
The real increase is the result。Of the previous two.
那真正的繁增就是这个前面两个的结果。
It's in the nature of the spirit.
就是在属灵的这个性质里面。
In the sphere of Father's love.
在这个神父爱的范围里面。
And the result is the reproduction of Christ Himself.
这个结果就是基督的繁增。
This is the bearing the fruit.
这就是结果子。
This is how we live.
这应该是我们的生活。
And this is our enjoyment.
这应该是我们的享受。
Yeah.Outwardly, you may say we have some labor.
虽然外面我们有些劳苦。
But that's the labor of love.
但是爱的劳苦。
You know, then become not a labor.
它不是就是劳苦而已。
Become enjoyment.
它成了我们的享受。
And I tell you another story.
我再给你讲一个故事。
Recently, a brother, you know, who saved in my home 20 years ago.
最近有一个二十年前在我家得救的一个弟兄。
You know, after he went back to China, he became very prominent scholar.
但在他那个回到中国以后呢，他就成了一个很有名的学者。
And recently he came back and he called me. I was very surprised.
最近他又回到美国，他给我打电话，我很惊讶。
Because now he brought his son who was born while he was in Riverside.
现在他带了他的儿子，他儿子当年也是在那个 Riverside 那个地方出生的。
And I tell you what's the testimony.
我告诉你他的见证是。
One night we have a meeting.
有一天晚上我们有个聚会。
And he came a bit late.
他来了有点晚。
And then later on he testified, he said, sorry, I was late.
然后最后他起来见证说，不好意思，我迟到了。
Because I was giving my son a bath.
他说，因为我在给我儿子洗澡。
And while in a small basin, I was washing my son.
在那个浴盆里面，我给我儿子洗澡的时候呢。
And all of a sudden, the water became egg flower soup.
然后有一突然的话，
蛋花汤。
这个澡对不对？那个水就成了蛋花汤。
Egg flower soup. Have you taken the egg flower soup? It's a soup and something egg flower. You know, put the egg in there. It's all yellow.
Yeah.
You know, in the water.
对，你知道，在这个是那个蛋花汤，就是这个汤里面。
You know what happened?
有点蛋，然后就成蛋花。
You know what happened?
你知道这是什么吗？你知道
？His son pooped in the water.
就是他的儿子在那个水里面便便了。
But the key point is this.
但是这个点是
，What he was sharing this.
当他这个分享这个点的时候
，He was full of enjoyment and appreciation.
其实他，但是呢，他还很享受这个事情。在他分享的时候，他也很享受。
You know, in our, you and I probably don't like that, right?
你和我可能会觉得这个很恶心。
But he as a father.
但是他作为一个父
，loved his son.
他爱他的儿子。
When you bathe him,
当他跟他洗澡的时候
，all of a sudden the water become egg soup flower, egg flower soup.
他突然的话，这个水就变成蛋花汤了。
It's not something disgusting.
对他来说不是很恶心的事情。
It's a joyful thing he was sharing with everybody.
是一个很喜乐的事情，他还要给所有人分享。
Why?
为什么呢
？Why?
为什么
？Because he loved his son.
因为他爱他的儿子。
So whatever the labor with his son is joyful thing.
他无论对他给他儿子做什么，他都觉得很喜乐。
I think your mothers all understand this, right?
我相信妈妈们也能理解这个事情。
You know, even as this brother said, you know, his wife had to wake up every hour to feed the baby.
就像这个弟兄刚才见证说，那姊妹啊，每个小时要醒来，就是喂孩子。
I'm sure when she cradled this baby, feed him or her, I don't know, her, I think, you know, she was full of love.
但是我能够确定，她每次她喂孩子的时候，她里面都心里面都充满了爱。
Of course, there's tiredness.
虽然很劳累
you know, there's a fatigue,
就是很疲倦
but still you're feeling,
但是你在喂他的时候
it's filled with love,
你就感觉到爱
so, you know, you're still enjoyment there,
你还是享受那个过程
my point is this,
我的点是
you're in the sphere of love,
当你在这个爱的氛围里面的时候
and then you may labor this, you may labor that,
也可能你会做这样的事情
you may have to sacrifice something to visit this one, visit that one,
你看去那就是拜访这个拜访那个看不透那个
you know, giving out the track maybe somebody will reject you
也可能有人会拒绝你
and all these things
所有这些事情
but because love
因为爱
you actually is the enjoyment of the father
其实但你就觉得这就是来自父的享受
you feel the glory
你就感觉到这个荣耀
those things you know just fade away
其他的事情都你都看不见
this is how we bear the fruit
这就是我们如何来结果子
is in the triune God.
就是在三一神里面。
And we got the what? Even the Lord himself is this way.
你知道主其实他自己也是这样。
He says for the joy that's set before him.
他说为着这摆在我前面的这个喜乐。
He despised all the shame.
他就看清所有的这羞辱。
What's joy? Joy is to finish, fulfill Father's will.
你知道什么叫喜乐吗？喜乐就是完成父的旨意。
Hallelujah.
感谢赞美主。
Saints, this is the way to bear the fruit.
这就是结果子的路。
This is the way to preach the gospel.
也是传福音的路。
Is what fully enjoy the triune God.
就是完全来享受三一神。
Be in the spirit.
在灵里。
Enjoy all the riches of Him.
享受他一切的丰富。
Be in the love.
在这个爱里。
And in that love, we love one another.
在爱里彼此相爱。
And in that love, not only we love one another.
在爱里不只是彼此相爱。
We love everyone.
我爱所有人。
Because that's how the Lord Himself is.
这是主他自己也是这样。
Whenever He encounters someone,
当他每次遇到某个人的时候
He has compassion for them.
他有怜悯。
Whether they return or not return,
无论他们悔改或者不悔改
He healed them.
他都
He fed them.
他都医治他们，他都喂养他们，还甚至复活他们。
He forgave them.
他原谅他们。
You look at the gospel.
你看这个福音书。
He came because what God so loved the world.
He
loves everyone.
他来就是因为神爱世人，他爱所有人。
We preach the gospel. We cannot preach the gospel without this kind of love.
我们不，如果我们没有这样的爱，我们是没有办法去传。
We hold out the nose to do something for people.
那如果我们把就是捏着鼻子去为人做事情
，Nobody will receive anything.
那没有人能够从你得到什么。
They don't want the pity.
他们不需要你在那里。
They want you genuinely care for.
在那里给他，好像是在那可怜他们。他需要你真的是有真心的来顾到他们。
And how can we be genuinely care for other people?
那我们如何能够真心真正的来顾到他们呢
？We have to enjoy the unconditional love of Christ.
我们需要享受基督无条件的爱。
When we are in that kind of love, in that kind of atmosphere,
我们他有在那样的爱，这样的氛围里面
，spontaneously we love people.
我们就能够爱人。
This is the way.
这就是路，这就是路。
To abide in Him.
啊，要住到他里面。
We abide in Him.
啊，住在他里面。
We are one with Him.
我们与他是一。
We enjoy all His supply.
我们享受他一切的供应。
All the Father's riches given to Christ.
所有父给基督的一些丰富。
We attach to Him. We enjoy Father's love.
我们与他连接在一起，我们就享受父的爱。
We enjoy all the spiritual riches.
我们享受一切属灵的丰富。
And in that.Will bear fruit.
啊，在那个里面，我们就能够结果子。
Christ will come out from us.
啊，基督就会从我们里面出来。
And will bring them into that atmosphere also.
我们也会把人带到那样的氛围里面。
And in this,
在这个里面
is our power.
就是我们的力量。
Is our energy.
是我们的能力。
Because what? The love gives us the energy and the power.
啊，照这个爱给我们这样的力量和能力。
No power greater than the love himself itself.
我们的能力绝不会超过我们爱的。
You know, eventually, all the commandments and so forth, so on.
所有的戒律，所有的这些一切，
And we can follow that because we love Him.
我们可以来跟随，因为我们爱主。
Otherwise, no one can fulfill any commandment.
要不然的话是没有人能够完成任何的。
This is also why the greatest, the only commandment is that we love Him.
所以说圣经里面说最大的诫命就是我们爱他。
We love Him.
我们爱他。
We'll do whatever He says.
我们就会做他所说的一切。
Hallelujah.
感谢赞美主。
This is for us to be really fruit bearing.
这就是我们结果子的真的路。
I just want to conclude with this.
我想以这样的话来结束，就是
Yeah, Paul is such a person.
保罗是这样的人。
You know, he said, "I do all things for the sake of the gospel."
我为福音做一切的事。
And I count everything as loss to gain Christ.
我把一切都算着
You know, all this
要赢得基督。
Because of what he says, no one. Because he says, the love of Christ constrains me.
他说为什么？因为原来基督的爱困迫我。
I have no choice.
他说我没有选的别的选择。
I cannot do anything but this to love him, so that therefore I do all things for the sake of the gospel.
我没有其他的事情可做，就是我要爱他，并且为着福音摆上一切。
Because this is God's will.
因为这是神的旨意。
He will build up his church.
他要建造他的教会。
He wants God to be satisfied.
他要神来得着满足。
And actually today, the same Christ who says the zeal of your house consume me?
今天这个基督就是那个说，神家的，我为神的家心里焦急，如同火烧的。
Yeah, the consuming means burns in me.
就是说，这个东西在它里面焚烧啊。
So that's why Christ Himself was so much preaching the gospel, goes to every place and so forth. If you look at the Mark, which describes a slave Christ, and he worked to the point that.People say you are crazy.
你知道这个马克里面，马可福音里面讲到这个，基督像奴仆一样，为着福音呢、到处传扬，做各种事情，到一个地步，人们说啊，你这个人疯了。
He says you are besides yourself. You don't eat. You don't do this. You don't do that. You just, you know, care for people's needs.
他说你不吃也不喝，然后你就是做这做那，就是为着来照顾人的需要。
At least two or three times in Book of Mark, Gospel of Mark says you're crazy, you're besides yourself.
至少这个
out of your mind.
马可福音里面两到三次里面，他讲了说，他说你疯了你就是就你不知道你怎么。
But this same life, actually, we produce in Paul.
你知道吗？这样的生命其实复制在了保罗里面。
Paul says, you know, he also did the same thing.
保罗也做了同样的事情。
He not only sacrificed all the things.
他不止就是牺牲了一切的事情。
He is willing to spend and be spent.
他是愿意花费，也乐意被花费。
To care for the saints.
就是为着来顾到圣徒。
Like a nursing mother.
就像那个乳养的母亲。
Like a exalting father.
就是那个劝勉的父亲一样。
And preach the gospel to all the people.
就是把福音传给所有人。
In spite of all the perils to himself.
尽管他多次历险。
Why is doing this?
为什么他要这样做呢？
How can he do this?
他怎么能够做这样做呢？
Because the love of Christ constrained him.
因为基督的爱困迫了他。
He cannot but do this.
他没有别的选择。
Why? Because he loved the Lord.
因为他爱主。
And this Lord is reproduced in himself.
所以这个主就被复制到了他的里面。
So today, saints,
所以今天圣徒们,
may the same Christ living in us today.
愿这样的基督也活在我们里面。
That his life today is reproducing in us.
他的生命能够在我们里面复制。
How can we do this? To love him.
我们能够主如何能够来爱他呢?
To know him.
就是来知道认识他。
To behold him.
去注视他。
So like Paul says, no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
所以保罗说，不再是我活，乃是基督在我里面活。
Amen.
Amen.
This is our Christian life.
这就应该是我们基督徒的生活。
This is the branches.
这就是枝子的生活。
The one with the true vine.
与这个真的葡萄树是一。
Amen.
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 So, Amen.
Amen. Stop. So.